From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Alabama Rep. Barry Moore delivered an official letter to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack requesting an update on the Hurricane Insurance Protection Wind Index endorsement, amending it from an all-or-nothing system to a tiered system. According to AlphaFarmers.org, Moore delivered his request for an improved system of administrating hurricane insurance funds after listening to farmers throughout the Wiregrass who suffered losses due to hurricanes. As discussions for writing the 2023 Farm Bill begin, the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture will focus policy advocacy efforts on 10 policy areas. According to AgriMarketing.com, at last week's hybrid NASD Winter Policy Conference, members named Farm Bill priorities as ag research, animal disease, conservation and climate resiliency, cybersecurity, food safety, hemp, invasive species, local food systems, specialty crop block grants, and trade promotion. U.S. agricultural output nearly tripled between 1948 and 2017, even as the amount of labor hours worked declined by more than 80%. USDA's Economic Research Service says the opposing trends resulted in an increase in labor productivity growth in the U.S. farm sector. ERS estimates agricultural output per worker grew by 16 times during those 69 years. At the same time, ag per hour worked output grew 17 times faster, implying average hours worked per worker declined. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.